Sport on RTE Radio 1.
23 minutes to 8. Pádraic Lodge is here in Pádraic. GAA Go, back in the news.
It is. I think we've been here before, Rachel. Four Munster Hurling Championship games next year are going to be shown on GAA Go, a commercial company jointly owned by RTE and the GAA. Clearly there's consternation in Cork because three of their games are going out on the service.
See it on the front of the Examiner this morning. What's the headline there? Fans seeing red over fee to watch Cork hurlers, and I think all the local politicians are getting involved.
Yeah, when you see the size of Cork as well and the massive interest in hurling, it is a problem. Ed Taunish has had his say on it, Micheál Martin, saying that his view is that as many people as possible should be able to watch our national games. The GAA president, Darren McCarthy, is insisting that if it wasn't for GAA Go, the matches wouldn't be broadcast. And he said people will get used to it. Asked if the company had made a profit on this year's coverage, he replied, "We have covered our costs." Rachel will have more on this story in the next few minutes. The Cork footballers could be featuring their game against Kerry is also on the list of matches for that. I think fundamentally the problem is this condensed season. There are so many games piled into a short space of time.
You just have this burst of hurling matches followed by a burst of football matches. There are an awful lot of matches to show every weekend, but the way things are at the moment, you know, clearly there are some people who are very unhappy.
There are, and broadband is a problem as well for people as well, given that they'll be relying on that to stream the games. It's going to run for a while, but tonight the focus will be on the Republic of Ireland women's soccer team because they will complete their Nations League campaign with a fixture against Northern Ireland at Windsor Park. The Republic have won all five of their games so far and have already secured promotion to the top tier. Kickoff is at 6 o'clock, as well as live television coverage on RTÉ2. We have live radio commentary on 2FM from Adrian Eames and Sue Ronan. Tonight's game will mark the end of Eileen Gleeson's successful spell as interim manager, with the FAI continuing their search for somebody to take on the job full-time. Eileen Gleeson spoke at a news conference yesterday about the progress the women's game has made in recent years.
Years ago, you knew it was progressing. Did you see this? Did you see, you know, sellout stadiums and 75,000? Don't know if my brain was stretching that far or your imagination, but did I see Ireland qualifying for major tournaments? Yes. I mean, the landscape has changed significantly. We, you know, in previous tournaments, as far back as 20 years, we had no professional players, and that started to change. Different managers had, you know, maybe two or three pro players. Then you've got half the squad is playing pro and amateur. Now we've got the majority of players playing professional and full-time environments, and we need to keep pushing that and getting more players into top five leagues while also developing the Irish League, that our young players come through with a solid base and really strong developmental programmes.
That's Eileen Gleeson. Munster Rugby have been dealt another injury setback. Lock Jean Klein has been ruled out until the new year with an eye injury. Graham Rowntree's men, who face Bayonne in the Champions Cup on Saturday, are already without the services of fellow South African World Cup winner R.G. Snyman, Peter O'Mahony, Jack Daly and Liam Coombs. Neck guards will become compulsory at all International Ice Hockey Federation events, including the Olympics and the Men's and Women's World Championships. The sports governing body made the announcement just over a month after the death of Nottingham Panthers player Adam Johnson. Charles Leclerc has signed a 5-year extension with Ferrari Formula One, which will put the Frenchman under contract with the team through to 2029. Reports suggest that the extension includes a pay rise of €25 million. Ireland picked up another gold medal at the World Junior Boxing Championships. Greystone's teenager Shifra Lawless recorded an emphatic win in the light welterweight final. Jessica Harrington and Davy Russell were among those honoured at the annual Horse Racing Ireland Awards in Dublin. Ballinrobe received the Racecourse of the Year award, and 17 Irish swimmers have travelled to Romania for the European Short Course Swimming Championships, which are getting underway this morning.